there. A little bit.
You want me to tell you how the show's going to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to set the recorder up.
Uh-huh. Just record. Just record.
And,
Is it recording?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I'm going to do... I'm going to sing at the beginning of the show.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Do you want me to sing?
No.
I can sing.
I don't want you to sing, to be honest. Actually, it would be great if you only speak when I ask you a very particular question.
If I sing a song, is it gonna get flagged for copyright?
I guess it depends on how good you sing it, right?
Yeah. Well, no. It's... No, copyright doesn't work that way.
Where's my... Did you take my thing? Did you take my food?
This?
Did you take my food?
You said it was shitty.
Yes, I'm going to eat it.
I gave Noah a choco roll from 99 Ranch, which is an Asian market, and he thought it was disgusting. So that tells you something about Noah.
Well, we haven't started the show yet. So,
you can't use any of this?
Yeah, I can't use any of it. It's unfortunate for you.
You can't talk about how you didn't like the only Asian food I brought.
Well, then I also can't talk about how you showed up 35 minutes late to the recording.
I think I want that in the pod, that I showed up 35 minutes late.
Well, we'll talk about it a lot. It's kind of one of the main things we're talking about today, to be honest with you.
You're so fucking pissed.
Can you
splice things that we're talking about in randomly, so it's like...
So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to sing, and then I'm going to introduce the show.
I think you should include this whole conversation so far.
I'm thinking about it. I'm considering it. I'm going to. And then I'm going to say, welcome to my favorite podcast, and then I'm going to talk about what November is, because it's different from the way how I normally do the show. And then we'll talk, and I'll ask you Noe's question. We'll talk about It's On The List. That's the name of my podcast. That's my other podcast.
Okay, kind of feels like I got like the second rate one.
No.
You're like, you've never brought me on the better one.
Trust me, no, this is the better one. Trust me, this is the better one.
Sorry, Mason. Yeah. Sorry, Mason.
Yeah, he's not gonna listen to this. so he'll never hear you say that.
Could anyone maybe tell him?
Yeah, if you're listening to this right now, please tell Mason that this is the better version. This is the better version of what he and I do every
DM
week.
DM him. What's his handle again?
At Hot Dog DeBicky. Cool. That's not a joke. That's what it actually is.
I hope Mason, if you hear this, Venmo requests me $15 and I will pay you.
Mason, if you hear this, send me the $15 that you get from Fed.
I will actually Venmo. I just want to see if he does it.
Then we're going to talk about I think you should leave.
Never talked to him before, so.
Yeah, we're going to talk about I think you should leave, sort of our relationship to it. I'm going to give some fast facts. And then I have just different questions about I think you should leave, like favorite blank and this different kind of stuff. So we'll just talk about the show as it is.
Yeah.
And then you can plug whatever you want to plug. I'll plug stuff. And then we'll end the show.
Well, I'm going to do the ad reads.
Perfect. So it sounds like you're ready to go. Sounds like you're ready to do this. Okay. So we'll just hit record. Oh, what? We actually already been recording. How funny is that? Okay.
Yeah, you didn't.
I'm going to play the song
you
now.
You didn't ask me for consent to record.
Welcome to my favorite podcast with Noah Marger.
Jesus Christ. Loud. It's kind of loud.
It's a little less loud now.
Where's SpongeBob?
He already did.
Is me talking? Is this printing my voice into?
Totally.
So this is like. That's it.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested and demonstrated against. Picket signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the times. Slick is the mind of the motherfucking kid that's behind. All this commotion, emotions run deep as oceans exploding. Tempest flaring from parents. Just blow them off and keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Nothing from no one. Give them hell long as I'm breathing. Keep kicking ass in the morning and taking names in the evening. Leave them with a taste as sour as the vinegar in their mouth. They can trigger me, but they'll never figure me out. Look at me now. I bet you're probably sick of me now, ain't you, mama? I'ma make you look so ridiculous now. I'm sorry, mama.
Wow.
I never meant to hurt you.
I never meant to make you cry,
but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. One more time. I said, I'm sorry, mama.
I never meant to hurt you.
I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
Ha! Hey, can I do one?
Sure.
pump up the jams, pump it up while your feet are stomping. And the jam is pumping. Look at the crowd, it's jumping. Pump it up a little more, something down on the dance floor. Cause see, that's where the party's at, and you can't if you don't do that. Oh, what a place to stay. Get your booty on the floor now, make my day. Oh, what a place to stay. Get your booty on the floor now, make my day. Make my day. Make my, make my, make my, make my day. Make my day. Make my day. Make my, make my, make my, make my. Bam, 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 bam. And then that's a song. Can I do Crazy Frog now?
Yep, go ahead.
Bring, bring. Ring a ding ding ding, ring a ding a dot dot dot, ring a ding a ding ding, ring a ding a dot dot dot.
This food is actually it's actually pretty good.
So you, yeah, that's like a big. That's actually the biggest 180 I've ever seen. I can't think of a better one. So a more, I can't think of a more one.
You didn't know I was doing cleaning out my closet. Did you have to look up the lyrics?
No, as soon as you started doing that, I looked up the lyrics to Pump Up the Jam.
But just, you knew what I was singing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know I didn't know until you hit the chorus, because I think Eminem's kind of overrated.
Kind of cringe.
In hindsight, I think a little bit. It's like, of course, like, the white guy is going to be the best rapper of all time. Yeah, of course.
I agree.
Every genre that... Black people started. It's like a white guy that, you know, gets more famous. So
yeah, like Elvis.
Like Elvis with the blues.
Rock and roll. That's rock and roll, baby.
I actually can't think of another example.
Eminem.
All right. Maybe like a chef. I don't know. There's probably a chef out there. Maybe like an author. I don't know.
It happens all the time,
though. I actually don't know anything.
I'm glad you're here.
So can I tell you how my morning went?
I would prefer if you didn't, to be perfectly frank, because I'm actually mad at you for showing up half an hour late to this record.
Well, the morning technically starts at midnight, right?
That's when the AM starts.
So what did I text you at like 4 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
All of it.
Let's find out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is me at the Vatican in 2011, and then a photo of you at the Vatican, like giving a white power salute.
That's not what it is.
Okay, well
that's
know.
Not what I no, because it's not white power, because I'm going up with a fist and not like the flat hand.
Some people would say, you know, tomato and tomato.
Not
on
at
that
all.
One.
If the future they're trying to cancel me, like I can show the photo. It's not bad. It's actually funny.
Okay, well, this will probably do you in anyway. It says, I know you're sleeping, but I want you to know that I'm going to fucking kill you. That was at 4:11 a.m.
You know what's crazy is that I don't really remember sending that.
That is bad. That's really not good.
So, yeah. So, this morning when I woke up 6 hours later and I was like, I wish I could go back to bed. So, I crawled out of the bed, a little hungover.
Sure.
Got into the shower and I kept thinking... you know, about going on the podcast, I kept thinking, I don't think there's a topic in the world that I could talk about for an hour. And then when I get here, Noah's like, yeah, we're going to talk for 90 minutes. I've never talked for an hour straight.
That's fine.
I actually don't know anything. It's crazy.
I think you like this topic today a lot.
I do. I have no insights on how the show was made.
Can I do this? Can I do my normal structure to this? I haven't even introduced
you
yet.
Can we pause and then can I watch a video essay, a couple video essays and come back?
All right. Welcome to my favorite podcast. Shut up. Welcome to my favorite podcast. This is a podcast about people's favorite things. I'm the host of the show, whether you like it or not. Probably not. No, Marger.
Hey guys, welcome to my favorite podcast. I'm Fed. I'm here with my co-host, Noah Marger.
Not
we're
going to
be talking about I Think You Should Leave, which is Noah's favorite show. Brought some questions. Just so you guys know the setup here, we're sitting at Noah's circle table, And I'm the only one who has a laptop and Noah doesn't. So that means that I get to look things up.
That's not really how it works.
And I have to and he has to just kind of like freeball the whole thing.
Yeah, no, Fed's actually the one. Fed's pointing a gun at me right now. And he's got a Chrome installed on the gun so he can look up A, how to use the gun, and B, how to destroy me. Can I have another one of these bars? They're really good.
Yeah, you get one more because I want you know, if that's not fun. Then it's not. Hold on. You get one more. Yeah, so it's a taro. I think it's taro flavor.
Yeah, taro.
Do you like taro?
Choco roll sweet potato is what it says.
Are you gonna jump cut through this in case it's like, oh, these 10 seconds are boring, but this one is good?
So this is how November is going to work. This November on this show is gonna be a little different. Normally, I bring a guest on and they get to pick the topic, but that's not what we're doing this month. This month, I'm bringing on guests for topics that I'm choosing. And that's how it's working. Is that cool?
Yeah. This is actually Noah's... the first topic he pitched, I was uncomfortable with. So this is actually the second one he pitched. So the first one was about the Unabomber. And I was like, yeah. Noah, that is not my favorite thing.
And then you said, now if you had said Jeffrey Dahmer, now we're in business.
But then he said no to Jeffrey Dahmer, which is my second favorite thing. So we had to go with my third favorite thing, which is a show on Netflix.
Which is a show on Netflix, which I haven't actually introduced yet. So we're actually going to get to that here in just a sec.
It's Squid Game, by the way.
We're going to talk about Squid Game today.
I'm going to talk about why the English dub of Squid Game is actually better. And just a little foreshadowing. It's because you don't have to read. Because reading sucks.
Reading fucking sucks.
And if anyone's out there, listen, if you read and you're out there, you're a fucking idiot, because you could just watch the dub.
Just watch the dub. It's better in every single
way. Listen, it's 2020. No one should be reading. That's just what I think. Listen to pod. Noah's trying to do ASMR, but he's bad at it.
I'm shitty at it. It's because I'm not a hot girl.
Yeah.
Girls can be good only at ASMR.
Yeah, no, that's actually true, because like when I... Well, I hate it. First of all, I hate ASMR because I find it like... weirdly sexual and evil.
It is weird. There is something evil going on with ASMR.
Like, if it's a woman doing it, I kind of feel like it's pornographic. If it's a man doing it, I feel
sinful.
I feel like I'm doing something really bad. The other thing I hate, I think the only other thing I was more uncomfortable than ASMR is mukbang videos.
Those are bad too.
There's one that like actually makes me nauseous to think about, where it's a woman and she has like an entire alligator in front of her.
Ah.
It's like probably like, it's probably like 3 or 4 feet. It's like 3 feet
like
long.
Like a fried alligator?
Yeah, so it's a fried alligator. Like, but it's the entire thing. It's not like chunks of it. It's the entire alligator, and she uses a knife to kind of like try to cut through it and then like eat little bits. So she can't even like, I guess alligators don't either. They don't have that much meat, or... the meat is kind of scattered. So it's like an hour long, and she just like picks at random places, and it's very, very gross and actually makes me nauseous to think about.
I've seen a thumbnail for one, and this woman was doing like a seafood boil. You know what that is?
No.
Okay. Well, it's just a bunch of fucking shellfish that has been like boiled in a pot and then like put on like a tray with like butcher paper or whatever. And so there's like so much like shrimp and lobster and shit. Yeah. And she had these like insanely long nails. And she was like piercing the shrimp through her nails and like eating it off her nails. I was like, this is so fucked up.
Can I ask you something off the record so you delete it? I don't think it's bad, but I just don't know. I don't know how to say it. So just for the listeners out there, Noah just had to cut a 15-second portion because I asked him if someone was black. Like, it's like, oh, is it? Like, I was trying to describe someone.
Yeah, and you were saying you were using their race to describe them.
Yeah, but I think that's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how tall she is.
I don't know how tall she is. She's got long-ass nails. Of course, I mean, it's like, that's the identifier.
No, but I actually didn't remember the nails until you told me. And then I remembered that was probably like one of the disturbing parts of the video is that like she has such long nails.
Yeah.
And she kind of like licks the nails. Sometimes she gets like little bits of food on it.
My guest today.
This is all going to be cut out.
No, my guest today. Anyway,
he like, no. He likes. Okay. Yeah. No. Go. Just go.
Can I do it?
Can I do it?
No. No, you can't do it. No. No, okay. Of course you can't do it. It's my so show. Pissed.
Yeah, but why? I think you should do like Friendvember, where it's like a friend. What you do is it's like the same thing. You tell them what to talk about. No, the friend decides what to talk about, and they run the whole podcast, and you don't even... The second point is that you don't... Noah doesn't even necessarily have to be on the podcast. So it's more like he...
So you just want something where I'm not talking at all.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
I would love to do something. my ideal guest is just me talking alone in a room.
Yeah. It's coming from the man who said, I don't know if I could do it.
Saying whatever the hell I want.
Whatever the frig I want.
That's a reference to what we're going to talk about. The fact that you didn't notice that just feels like you didn't do your research.
So November is basically I'm going to pick the topic for each week of November, bring on a guest to talk to me. Every guest will be more well-behaved, I have to imagine, than this one. He's kind of a huge piece of shit. And I'm going to introduce him right now. I have a little written intro for you. Normally, before we start recording, I read the intro to the guest to make sure they're cool with it. We didn't really do that here. So I guess this is just going to be whatever it is, ultimately, at the end of the day.
Listen, if you stutter through this, I want you to just not do a second take.
I'm not worried about me saying it. I'm worried about maybe you not liking what I wrote.
Okay, go ahead. Do it.
But I wrote nice things.
Okay.
My guest today is a director, editor, and writer known for The Burial, Clarinet Club, and some of your favorite sketches like Saw My Uncle's Dick Once, I'm Going to Jail, and I watched this movie called Alien under the name Your Local Government with yours truly. Please welcome back to the show. This is his second appearance, if you've been following along with the show, because he was on the show, like he was one of the first people I had on the show. Welcome back, my friend and yours, currently my enemy, but normally my friend, Fed Busiglio. Hi, Fed. How was that?
That was great.
All right, cool. Now you're going to get shy now that I've introduced you and you're like, oh, now I got to do this whole thing. You're going to get shy.
Sorry, dude. I'm so scatterbrained. Dude, I think the election results from last night are still fucking me up.
What happened last night?
Dude, Hillary had it in the bag.
That's God.
That's the fucked up bit. No, dude. She had it in the bag last night and no one saw it coming.
Yeah. We're in for a fuck of a 4 years.
You know
what's
the fucked up thing?
What's that?
She only lost by like basically three states: Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. She like didn't campaign, dude. She didn't campaign enough in those three. She just thought she had in the bag.
Yeah, she got complacent.
So yeah, I don't know, this Trump guy. Not really looking forward to it.
Listen. I'm going to give him a shot. Okay, I'm going to give him a shot.
Just give the guy a chance.
Give him a shot.
There was a comedian who said that.
It was Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle was like, yeah, Dave Chappelle is, he's been great time and time again.
These last 4 years, he's really been crushing it in terms of things people want to hear.
He's really killing it.
Things people want to hear / being just like a good person about
things. I'm going to give you the other one because I think you really want it, so that's fine.
Please, dude, you can have it. If you want it, you can have it.
There's a chance I might not even eat it.
We'll figure that out at the end.
All right. Let's feel it out.
Fed, I'm going to ask you Noe's question. Are you ready?
All right.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, it's Noe's question.
Whose voice is that?
Alexander Barrett.
Can it be my voice? So I'm going to do it right now, and then you're going to edit in my voice.
Go for it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, it's Noe's questions.
So you, that was fucked up what just happened, that your recorder fucking died literally 20 minutes in, probably because I didn't change the batteries, even though it said it was full. Fucking sucks. All right.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, it's Noe's question.
Fed.
Yes.
Usually Noe's question is like something that I want to ask, even though it doesn't really fit in, you know, to like the main structure of the show. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious, if you had $1 million, how would you spend it in a day?
In one day? I can only spend it in a day?
Yeah, you have to spend $1 million in a day.
All right, how easy is it to close a house in a day?
Probably pretty easy if you have $1 million.
So the house I currently live in, not that anyone is going to give a shit, I really like, And I have like fantasies of just buying that house and then just living in the same room for the rest of my life.
That'd be good.
Because I actually really love my room. So
your room is cool.
That is because I got a pizza rug. Do you've seen it?
Yeah, you show me a photo of the pizza rug.
Dude, I think about my rug every minute.
Well, you also got a pretty cool birthday present from your friend.
Noah gave me the best present I've ever received. not really a big exaggeration. It's probably in the top five.
That's good.
But Noah got me a big print of a photo of Obama playing basketball.
Yeah.
And he's like, not like joking around. He's like, looks like he's kind of into it.
He's totally into it.
The reason I love this photo is because it humanizes Obama. It reminds you that he's really just a guy.
Just like us.
He puts his pants on one leg at a time in the morning.
Yeah, but with that dig, that's three legs.
I recently got a physical because I was like, okay, it's been 5 years since anyone besides my girlfriend has seen my balls.
Nice.
And I actually genuinely was like concerned. I couldn't sleep. I was like, someone's got to check my balls. Like, this is important now.
Yeah.
And so he checked my balls. He like kind of cupped them and he's like, you're fine. I wish he had done it longer because I kind of felt like, I felt like it was too quick. Like, okay, like this guy's a pro, so yeah. He must know immediately. But like, you know, geez, like he was like really like, you know, 10 seconds. It was like nothing. But yeah, my balls are fine. And I have to report, I didn't tell anyone about this. I'm going to be mostly me speaking this whole podcast.
That's fine. Yeah.
So I didn't tell anyone this, but I have a bump on my head.
Okay.
And I've been like putting off having it look because I've been actually scared that like I have a tumor.
Yeah.
And so I went to that was actually the main reason I got the physical.
Sure.
And he checked it and he's like, oh, that's just a cyst.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, if it keeps growing, we'll have to take it out, but it's not dangerous. And then like he paused, it's like, yeah, don't worry, it's not a tumor. And I was like, that's what I was worried about. And I'm like, yeah, I can tell. And then he was like, all right, like, you know, he checked my heart, he checked my blood pressure or whatever. And he's like, anything else? And I was like, yeah, can you like check my testicles? And he's like, oh, of course. And like he was about to not check my balls. And I was like, I can't. This guy's supposed to be a pro.
He's just about to skip that part. He was like, pause,
dude,
on that.
Seriously,
shit.
Yeah. That's like the first thing you should do.
when you go in next time, just make sure you write down. Please make sure Dr. You know, Neener text my balls. You know.
And I had my shirt off for, I can't remember why. I had my shirt off already.
That's good.
So he checked my balls, and I had my shirt off. And then I was like, you know, I was trying to get my money's worth because the copay was like $15.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, when you pay $15 to go to the doctor, you got to fucking get your money's
so
worth.
So just imagine,
baby.
Like, I'm like standing and the doctor's also standing and I'm like, hey, like, how's my posture? Like, not 100% not joking. I showed him my posture and then he's like, oh, like try to touch your toes. And he's like, yeah, I was like, how's my scoliosis? And it's like, it's actually not that bad, which made me really happy.
That's great.
And then I was like, how's my posture? And then like, I tried to have a good posture. I showed him the front and then I showed him the side. He didn't ask for me to do this.
Okay, sure.
And he's like, yeah, you have pretty good posture. And yeah, kind of a flex right now. No, because I've had bad posture.
Has that been something you've been worried about your whole life, is bad posture?
Yeah, because I know I slouch, but I got a gaming chair. It's a few months ago, so I think
that's actually a brag?
No, not really. It's like, well, it's a brag because it's cool. It's fucking sick. But
right.
It's not a brag in the sense that I think it's been a really good investment for my posture and my back pain.
That's great. You don't have to say how much you paid, but how much do gaming chairs cost?
$450, which I think is a steal. It's what brand is it?
Is it Game Radar?
No, it's actually, fuck, which one is it? Damn, can I look it up on my phone?
Yeah.
Is that annoying?
No, you can look, dude, you can do whatever you want.
But
you're driving the bus, baby.
Can you kind of talk while I'm looking at it? Because I don't want to have silence.
Yeah, I actually have two other Noe's questions for you. Because I was actually asking that $1 million one as a fuck you, ultimately, because it's just a stupid question at the end of the day. So I actually have two more Noe's questions to ask you.
It's a Secret Labs chair, and that's actually the better one to get.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, it's Noe's question.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, it's Noe's question.
Fed, if you could have dinner with one person, living or dead, who would it be and why?
These questions suck to have to answer because you have to either say something really cool or say something really funny. And it's really hard on the, like, as soon as you ask it, I, like, forget and everyone who ever existed.
That's good.
So I okay, actually, I do have a genuine answer, and it's going to sound, well, it's, like, funny, but it's also, like, the answer.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
There's probably, like, three people I would do.
Okay.
I can't think of, I can only think of one. Not trying to be funny. Not trying to get a laugh.
Okay. Okay.
Not trying to make the worst podcast of your life.
Okay.
But it would actually probably be right now Donald Trump.
Okay.
And not because I don't like Trump. Like, obviously, I'm a
that
fucking
much. You don't
I'm
like him fucking, that much.
I don't. I look. Listen. I hate Trump. Like, I vote. Like, I'm probably gonna vote for him in 2022.
Sure.
But
of course.
I fucking hate him.
2024.
Well, I'm gonna.
Well,
cast,
you're gonna vote if you're gonna cast a vote for him in 2022. Anyway.
Well, like, I'm gonna write his name into the midterms.
That's smart. That's smart, actually.
In the California midterms, it's like, who do you want to be governor or whatever the fuck is whoever's running? I'll be like, I'm gonna write one in. It's gonna be Donald Trump.
That's people are gonna love that. People are gonna applaud.
Can
you? For that.
Can you fill in two names?
No, I don't think. Well, maybe if they just start doing that, like first, second choice thing like they did in New York.
All right. Well, assuming that you can, who do you think the second choice I would write? I'd write Trump, and then there's a second one.
So you want me to guess who that second name would be? I'm thinking maybe like your father or something
it's
like
Donald
that.
Trump Jr.
Donald Trump Jr. Let's go. Congrats.
Okay. Who's the third person I would
Eric Trump. Sounds
no,
like
Baron
him.
Trump.
Baron Trump. You skip it over Eric. Eric is sort of the redheaded stepchild of the bunch.
Dude, yeah. Oh, no one gives a shit about him. He's the uglier one. They're both ugly, but he is the uglier one. We're talking about the same one, right?
I mean, it's hard for me to picture Eric Trump in my mind because he's so like forgettable, but I know what Don Jr. looks like because he looks like a straight up fucking cuck.
Donald Trump Jr. looks like the slimiest person ever.
Yep.
But Eric Trump is like, he looks like if
his kind of just looks like a guy who's like lost it all at a casino, basically.
He looks like if his face was made out of clay and you kind of like used your thumb to push his face in. That's like lightly. That's kind of what it would look like. His face is just like somehow a little bit fucked up.
Really just disgusting.
It's not nice to, I think when you don't like a person, it's actually not nice to
comment on their appearance.
Yeah, it's actually not cool. But people comment about Trump all the time.
It's true.
So it's actually not nice. Because have you ever thought about if you met, if like, you know, like when you see like a thing about like a serial killer who is like a dad or something and like he's like a great dad, but then he's a serial killer. And then you look at him and you're like, wow, what a fucking piece of shit. Like he looks fucking evil and you like look at him with that in mind. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah.
Well, I think that if there was an alternate reality where that person was like a saint, then you would probably look at him and be like, wow, like he looks so good and nice. And like, you know what I mean? Like you would, you would think he's
there's like a confirmation bias.
Yeah. So there's an alternate reality where Trump is like beautiful to me. Because it's like
because he's done so many good things.
Like I think of him like Robin Williams. like there's an alternate universe where Trump is like the Dave Chappelle of his time.
Very insane reference.
And when people look at him, they're like, you know, they don't comment about his face. They don't comment about his small hands or like his shitty hair. They're like, yeah, like he looks weird, but like so does, you know, Donnie DeVito and like. There's an alternate reality.
Danny DeVito?
Alternate reality where Danny DeVito is like, everyone fucking hates him.
Yeah.
Because he's like.
Because he looks like a troll.
Yeah, it's because he flew the plane. It's because he flew the plane.
Because he was the one who hijacked it, baby.
Yeah, he flew the plane. He planned it all out. For those of you who don't know, that's a 9/11 reference.
All right. Well, I got one more Noe's question to ask, actually.
Hold on. I didn't explain why I would choose Trump.
I think you did.
No. Okay. I have a genuine answer.
Okay. Why would you choose Trump?
I think because we've seen so much of him, like, on the news and, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
In my mind, he's, like, almost like a mythical thing.
Sure.
So I just want to, it's more like I want to see what he looks like in person.
Like watch him eat a steak or something.
What?
Like watch him eat a steak. Like just watch
like
him.
I just want to see like him doing something like really human and just, I think it would blow my mind. That's why. Like not because I really, really care about him. I don't like him, just so we're clear.
That much.
I don't like him that much. I don't like him, but I think it would just be like a mind fuck, and I think it would be like the most surreal experience of my life.
Yeah.
And also, you know, not trying to be funny, not trying to get a laugh, but I do think that drinking, I don't know if he drinks alcohol, but I think having a beer of him, he is funny. He is
funny.
No, like serious, like he is the funniest president.
Absolutely.
Like when you see him, like, you know, like you see him at rallies and he's being a huge piece of shit. But once in a while he makes like a joke and he kind of laughs. And it, for a second, it humanizes him, and you're like, okay, like if you weren't like a piece of shit, you would actually be kind of funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like he's probably, 100%. You know, he'd be like, I think, you know, every other president would be kind of like, if you're, you know, like Obama, if you were like having dinner with him, like he'd probably still like be putting on the politician show of like,
okay, yeah,
I'm a politician, you know, but Trump would just like be himself. I think he'd just be vulgar and like funny.
Absolutely.
And that's the only good thing.
And that's why people
say
fucking voted for him in the first place.
That is probably true, is because
Yeah.
That's probably true, actually.
100%, because they're like, that guy's real. When in reality he's got billions of dollars and also fucking didn't pay his taxes and also
in reality he's a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he is kind of funny sometimes.
He is. Yeah, absolutely. I love some of his old tweets are so funny. Like, mm-hmm. Have you seen the one where it's like, happy on this like day, happy anniversary of 9/11, even to the haters and losers? He actually tweeted that like in like 2012 or something like
that.
What's
crazy about that tweet is that he 100% like thought of that himself.
100%. And he like tweets about like Graydon Carter, who's like a New York socialite, like not being invited to like his party. Like he's like some catty bitch ultimately. He's like a fucking, like just like, he like is... Like a fucking catty, like gossipy bitch, ultimately, at the end of the day.
Dude, that's the thing, is that's why he would actually, in the alternate reality, he would have been a good stand-up, because
yes,
he's witty and he's quick.
Somewhat quick. He's quick. He's quick than, yeah, I guess.
If you want to get those tweets, you got to be quick. You got to be much faster if you want to tweet those tweets. And I'm quick.
All right, I got one more nosy question. Nope, I got one more nosy question for you.
That's from I think you should. I made an I think you should. Can the whole podcast? I'm taking this over.
You already have.
I'm talking. Are you impressed how fast I'm talking?
Yes, I am actually.
I'm still a little hungover. Everything's a little blurry. No, it's not blurry. I feel like I'm in a car and it's moving forward.
That's why you were fucking 35 minutes.
You're
late.
So pissed because you keep wanting to talk. And you're like, when's he going to have a break in talking? And he doesn't.
Do any of these little fuckers ever pop out of the wall and say, fuck, there's a horse cock in my room, or donkey dick?
Do any of these fuckers ever fly out of the fucking wall and have like a big cum shot? Okay.
Thank you. And then he walks outside and his mom's like, did you have fun? He's like, no.
I don't really like the ending.
It's sad. It's genuinely sad.
It's just, it kind of like deflates. Like, I, you know.
Sometimes they do shit like that. Like in the Sloppy Steaks one, how it ends with like the baby on the beach.
No, that's the best ending of, like, that's ending.
Well, it doesn't
amazing.
Deflate the skit, but it's like a surreal moment of like beauty.
Yeah. No, that one's good. I think the grandma one, I don't know.
At the end of the haunted tour one.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The ending of the grandma, I just kind of felt like it deflated a little bit. It was like, instead of like having the balloon pop, it just sort of like fizzles out.
Yeah.
And I don't always love that.
Well, do any of these little fuckers ever pop out of the wall and say, fuck, there's a horse cock in my room, or donkey dick? Does that happen?
Dude, I told you to not say that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm trying to quote it, but I'm sometimes I forget. I'm gonna open up a can of Hawaii Sun.
You can only get those at like Hawaiian restaurants, I feel like.
Well, I got it at 99 Ranch, but yeah, it's very few. I'm gonna do a little ASMR for you guys listening. Okay. For Mason and Alexander.
That's a good one.
It doesn't have you don't get the Coke fizzle because it's not carbonated. I'm taking a sip. Oh, it's dripping down my chin. It's actually so good. Oh fuck! I'm not supposed to get stuff on this shirt.
Yeah, you got a shit on that shirt, big time.
Fuck! The shirt was like $60.
Fuck! The shirt was $250 at Dan
Flash's.
Okay,
well, I'm not supposed to get grease on this hat. I think this is what I think the podcast should be. It's just us bantering, and then occasionally I just quote something.
I have so many questions that I wrote for you and I to talk about.
But it's, yeah, okay, well, okay, I think I can make this topical. Well, okay. I can make it fit. I can justify it. Can I try?
Okay.
All right, well, basically, I think you should leave season two is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
I watch at least one a day. I've seen, probably not exaggerating, I've probably seen every episode at least 30 times, if not more. I have it downloaded on my phone, so when I'm driving, I can listen to the episode as if it's a podcast. I'm still pissed about getting shit on my shirt.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, it's in a very vulnerable area, too.
Do you think it's going to wash off?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Even though it's like red food coloring or something?
Well, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens.
Do you have straws in this swanky joint of yours?
No. No straws. Cool. No straws, baby.
A follow-up question. Do you have anything? Do you own anything?
I showed you everything that I own. Literally,
Noah,
right
Noah
before
Noah is really
recording
pissed
it.
Because for those of you who don't know, he just moved to a new apartment in... but yeah, he doesn't have a lot of stuff yet. So it kind of... I was joking off camera that... His house, his room, his studio apartment looks as if he's on jury duty and he's not supposed to go have contact with the outside world.
That's what it is.
Because the living room is just like a big one seater, and it's kind of scary.
It sucks right now. That's what I'll say.
I'm so excited for you to get decorations, anything.
Just having a couch would be
awesome.
Listen,
just put something on the wall. Get a fake plant.
Does it bother you there's nothing up on the walls?
The walls don't show any personality, and I think that you want to show your personality.
I mean, there's stuff. Oh, you see that box right there? The Redbubble thing?
Yeah.
All that stuff was stuff I was going to put up in the place I lived before, but now I moved again, so I'm going to put that stuff up.
You got a lot more walls in here, so I think you got to decorate even more, and I think you should get like 3 fake plants.
I don't want to get fake plants.
Get real plants.
I don't want to get real plants either.
That is so crazy.
That I don't want plants?
Yeah.
So why did I pick I Think You Should Leave? Great question. It's my favorite sketch show of all time. It's the funniest sketch show I've ever seen in my life.
Are you pretending to be me or is this like you?
No, I'm this. That's
oh,
why
yeah.
I
no,
picked it.
Yeah. It's the funniest sketch show of all time.
It is, without a doubt. And I feel like there aren't like... a lot of like amazing sketch shows. Like Key and Peele was good. Tim and Eric Awesome Show was cool. And like Mr. Show back in the day, even though he's bad now, Chappelle had some really good sketches too.
Mr. Show is so legendary and like not a lot of people watch it or like, I mean, I'm a dumb guy, so I don't know if that's true, but like,
well, it's definitely, I mean, it's like, it was like our parents' shit probably if they were into that.
But
you
if
know?
You check it out, it's like super ahead of its time. It's super surreal and weird.
And they connect everything. Everything's all connected, which is really cool.
No, it's like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Bob Odenkirk. Well, they're both legends, but Bob Odenkirk's one of the greatest to ever do it, I think.
That's the thing is that people think he's just from,
he's just Saul.
They think he's from Saul's show.
They just think he's a Saul guy.
They think he's from Breaking Boys.
And guess what? He's so much more than that.
He's actually, he's lived a couple lifetimes.
Absolutely. Mr.
And
Show.
He's only 40.
Man, the man he's got at least 40 more years ahead of him. That's it, baby. That's why I picked it. Cause
I mean, Woody Allen's like 90, so okay. He's still got
no, 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 no.
All right. We're not getting it. We're not talking about that.
You can bring him on if you want to talk about your favorite filmmaker on another episode, Fed.
I think he's a great filmmaker. I think he's not the best guy.
Yeah. Kind of a huge piece of shit.
But can you cut this part out? I don't think he's the worst guy either.
I'm not cutting that out.
That was a joke, by the way. That was actually 100% a joke.
Whatever.
It was totally a joke.
Okay. When did you first watch I Think You Should Leave, or when did you first hear about it?
I think the first season came out like before COVID.
It was 2019, yeah.
And I remember the first season was like pretty good, but it was also like I didn't really go back and rewatch almost any of it.
Okay.
And I had seen he did one of the episodes of The Characters.
I never saw that. Was that show good?
It was just each episode was like a different comedian doing like a few skits.
Okay.
Which is how he got I Think You Should Leave. Basically, Yorma from The Lonely Island was having lunch with one of the executives at Netflix.
Oh, shit.
And the executive was like, hey, like, yeah, we kind of want to get into like sketch and like we're kind of trying to look for someone like, and then Yorma's like, well, instead of like scouting UCB and like finding like someone to do a sketch group, you should just do this guy, Tim Robinson, because he's already done a Netflix show and I'm surprised that no one's like
giving him an opportunity yet.
Yeah. Like he said, Yorma was like, yeah, it had been like a year and no one had given him a show. And like,
well, he was doing Detroiters, right?
Yeah. And like, I actually haven't seen it. So
it's really good.
I probably should, cause it's probably going to be like my second favorite show.
It's really good. It's not exactly the same as I Think You Should Leave in terms of tone. It's a little bit more mm-hmm. like genuine and sweet because there's like actually like,
yeah,
arcs and stuff with different characters, but it's really good.
And Connor O'Malley's in it.
Yeah, he's really good.
Is he in it a lot?
I
think he's so funny.
He's not in it, from what I can remember, he's not in it a lot. He's in it a little bit.
Okay, well, yeah. Who's the co-creator of...
Sam Richardson?
So he's like a big character in Detroiters.
Richardson's the second. It's him and Tim Robinson.
I really don't understand why... what was his name again?
Sam Richardson.
That wasn't a joke. I forgot his name as soon as he said it.
It's fucked up.
For those of you listening, me, Fed, I actually have a problem not only remembering names, but I think I have a problem of like faces or something. If you meet me and I introduce myself and it's like the third time you've met me, don't take it personally. Because the thing is that I do remember the essence of who someone is. Like I'm in a deep way. I'm like, I think I know you, but I just don't remember your face or name.
What's my name?
You're Noah.
Yeah, that's good.
You're 23.
No.
And you just graduated college.
No.
And you're applying to USC Film School.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you didn't get into the directing program, so you're doing costumes.
Well, I haven't told anyone that yet. First time that I ever heard of I Think You Should Leave. I used to listen to the Comedy Bang Bang podcast a lot. Did you ever mm-hmm. listen to that?
Yeah. I don't really like it, so.
I don't listen to it a lot anymore, but I did, like, for a long time. It was, like, my favorite podcast.
Oh, wow.
Straight up. And I was listening to it. This was
more. You like it more than Joe Rogan?
Not anymore.
Because you're the biggest Joe head I've ever met.
Well, I mean, someone's got to do it, you know?
Do you still pay $15 a month for his Patreon, Joe Rogan's Patreon?
You have to if you want to get all the Joe content, you know?
It's all, you know, I'm a bit of a Joe head,
I'm a bit of a powerful JRE guy myself.
I think it's funny to make jokes about watching Joe Rogan, but yeah, he's not really that great anymore. He's not funny anymore. Or no, he was never funny. Have you seen his stand-up? Terrible.
I've seen the video of him accosting Carlos Mencia at the Comedy Store. Have you seen
that? That video is legendary. It's like amazing, but Joe Rogan's comedy is not funny. And ever since he moved to Texas, his guests have gotten like worse. And they're mostly just like libertarians and Republicans who like are just boring.
Yeah, Dan Crenshaw and stuff.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. He's trying to start like a comedy scene in Texas.
And which there kind of, I mean, there is in Austin a little bit of a comedy scene already.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him, like, you know, somehow doing it, which would maybe, like, that would be his, like, lasting legacy. But also...
His lasting legacy is going to be that he got, like, paid $500 million by Spotify to be exclusive for JRE.
Wasn't it? No, it was $100 million.
Was it $100 million?
Yeah.
Well, I got the laptop in front of me,
You think he got paid $500 million?
I thought it was, honestly.
There's not even that much money in the world.
Well... For you, there will never be that. There will be that.
There's literally no, like, not there. There's no one who has that much money. $500 million. There's no one in the world who has that much money.
$100 million. You're right.
Yeah. So you kind of feel stupid now.
Not as stupid as you are being right now. What do you think makes the show work? Why do you think it's so funny?
That's a good question, because when I watch it, it's like, well, I can't believe that he's a real person, because how can he have like all these different sides to him?
Yeah.
It's almost like he's like Kyle Mooney in the way that he has like probably like six different characters, and like they repeat, like it's this kind of guy, this kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But somehow it's like he has like a lot of characters in him. So that's one thing. But I think that they probably must. And by the way, we're talking about season two, because season one's not that great.
I'm talking about the whole thing right now.
I'm talking about season two, because that
I don't
one
know
is
why
like,
I don't know why you think season one isn't as good. I went back and rewatched the whole thing. It's good. It's funny.
It's like, no, yeah, it's like a 70% there. But season two is like, I think actually 100%. And I think it does have like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It does. Well, the other one has 96%. I mean, come on.
But the second one has like, does it have 100 or 99?
100, 100%.
Dude, it's like perfect. It reminds me of, yeah. Do you know Citizen Kane?
How
like,
yeah, I've heard.
That's
Citizen
like a
Kane.
Perfect film.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, when you watch Citizen Kane, it feels like you just ate a full meal. I'm such a piece of shit right now.
When I watch Citizen Kane, it's like, I actually can't watch movies for a little bit, because it's like the whole experience is ruined, you know, for me now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be thinking about Citizen Kane too much. It's you and I's favorite movie. We could have talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not going to.
I reread the Wikipedia article because I forgot what the whole point of the Rosebud thing was. I was like thinking about it. I was like, wait, what was it again? And yeah, spoiler, it's a sled.
Spoiler
it's
alert.
A sled. Are you looking it up?
I'm
right
looking
now?
It up right now, yeah.
Why?
Because I want to, let's
I
go.
I just told you, you're an asshole.
The quasi-biographical film examines the life and legacy of Charles Foster Kane, based on media of Barons William Randolph Hearst and Joseph Pulitzer. People were pissed about this.
Because, why? Because it was a, you made that up?
I made that up completely, yeah. Let's see. What do you want to know about Citizen Kane?
What was the director's name again?
I don't know.
Not even joking. He's like the most. He's Orson Welles.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought like I was like not sure if I should say that, because I was like, I think that might be like the guy who wrote 100 Leagues Under the Sea.
Dude, that's Jules Verne, by the way. The fucking. I'm not talking about
such
that.
A fucking. I'm a dumb guy.
You're a dumbass.
I'm actually a dumb guy.
This is this page is so long.
Citizen Kane.
This is such a long Wikipedia page. They have a subset for every like department in terms of like filmmaking. They have a whole little thing for music, a whole little thing for sets, a whole little thing for editing.
I think
crazy.
It's just a really historical movie, and there's like a lot of mythology around it, and yeah.
I think that Tim Robinson, like this show, like perfectly gets to like encapsulate like his voice, you know. And so it's like with SNL, it's like you have all these people who are like vying, you know, for like in within a sketch that maybe doesn't have like their voice like 100% attached to it, because it's like they're trying to, you know, be a little more broadly appealing. But with something like I Think You Should Leave, or with Awesome Show, or even with like Kroll Show, which I thought had some like good stuff, they get to be so specific with their voice and really get to hone in on it, and all they have to do is do what they think is funny. They're not like obligated to any like storytelling techniques, and it's like that's literally like that's the dream, is like just do things you think are funny for like 5 minutes, you know.
I think that like,
and they're not beholden to a time length either, you know.
They must have like full creative freedom. I didn't do any research before this.
That's fine.
They must have full creative freedom, and I think it's like when someone fully aligns with like your comedy, like I would like, it's one of the only places where everything they have I would wear.
You are being a freak, and you are a freak to me right now.
No, but like, I think that's what it is that he just has full freedom, creative freedom, and also they must have like the craziest writer's room.
It's only like four or five people.
That's insane.
I know it's Tim, Zach Kanan, who like co-created the show. This guy John Solomon, who like kept showing up in the credits. I know they included.
That guy's like 60 too.
Is he? Are you sure? Are you just fucking
either,
with me?
No, either one of the directors who does a lot, or one of the writers. He's like 60, so I was like, wow, like this guy seems like older.
John Solomon's only like 50.
Well, look, in dog years, he's 16.
In dog years, the man's a fucking freak. He was an SNL guy, longtime SNL guy, and wrote on Last Man on Earth, too. He's from Omaha, Nebraska. It's one of your favorite places.
Cool. Never been there. Probably never will.
It's just cool to like, get to see, like, because he was, like, I'm not going to say that Tim Robinson was, like, outcasted at SNL, but he's one of the only people who went from being a cast member to just, like, strictly a writer.
But the reason why that happened was actually just social anxiety. He was a cast member. He said that it was too much pressure performing every week. So he actually he wanted to step down.
Sure.
Also, the hot dog skit from season one was originally they wanted to do it as a skit on SNL.
A lot of them are rejected SNL skits. Yeah.
But it was rejected more for logistical reasons. They're like, how are we going to like do this whole like scene of like a car smashing through a window?
Sure.
I think it wasn't rejected because it wasn't funny. But I'm speculating and I'm a dumb guy.
You can speculate. You can do whatever the fuck you want on this show. You know that, right?
This one. Okay.
But anyway, so I was listening to the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, and Tim Robinson was a guest on the show, and he was plugging and promoting I Think You Should Leave, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't think that this guy would ever get, you know, a sketch show, because I didn't really think about him once he left SNL, because that was, like, in and around the time that I was watching SNL a lot.
When was that?
That was, like, 2012.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was that recent. I actually have no memory of him on SNL, but I also...
Well, it's only because he was, like, performing for, like, 1 year, you know, and then he went to the writer's room. But the thing I remember him most from SNL was he did this character in the, like... Do you remember that skit with Bobby Moynihan and Cecily Strong where they were, like, telling everyone off at their job? Like, it was Best Buy and Barnes & Noble and stuff.
Oh, I vaguely remember that. But
Tim Robinson would always pop up as, like, the old guy. And he would be like, well, what do you think about me? And he'd be just like this old guy who just was like weird. And they would always be like, Carl, you suck. You're old and weird. And he'd be like, okay, thanks for telling me off or like something like that. And like walk away. And I was like, that's funny. But I didn't like think about him ever when he left SNL. You know, I was like, okay, that guy's doing anything else. I didn't think about him at all. And then I knew that Detroiters was a thing, but I didn't really think about it. And I was like, oh shit, they gave him his own show on Netflix. And I was like, I got to check this shit out. Like, I gotta, like, see what this is all about. This sounds cool, you know? Like, this sounds, like, funny. And I literally remember, like, watching the first sketch, which is that job interview sketch.
Yeah.
Where he just pulls the door completely off the hinges. And I was like, holy shit, I can't believe I get to watch six episodes of this. Like, it, like,
dude,
the door just, like, opened immediately. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. It was so beautiful.
Season one, like, I think it was more like an 80%.
Okay, he's changing his fucking answer here.
It did feel like it's like every two out of three skits were like almost perfect.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was actually like kind of mind-blowing.
It was revelatory. Yeah.
It made me, season one was like insane, but season two was so good that like it makes me not want to do comedy. And I don't mean that in like a sad way, but it's like, oh, like, It's over. Like, you know, we can just stop now.
Just we've got it. We've got the holy grail.
We figured it out. Let's focus on like
curing
the
cancer
bees
and shit.
Or something.
Yeah, fucking
let's focus on. We got to bring the bees back.
Let's get those bees back in here. Let's see. I feel like I shouldn't ask you any more questions. I feel like I just shouldn't ask you
for
more
those
questions.
Of you, hey Noah.
What?
What's
up?
I like your Beatles shirt.
Oh.
Thanks, name one song.
Oh, you got me.
Fucking asshole.
I'm a fucking fake ass fan.
Noah's wearing a Beatles shirt and he can't even name one song.
Eleanor Rigby, Yellow Submarine, Pollyanne. Is that a song? Pollyanne?
Dude, literally every song you just named is from Paul McCartney's solo career.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
What the hell?
What the hell? Why do you think we don't get a lot of sketch shows? Like, why do you think sketch shows aren't like a like large like thing? Like, why don't we get, like, why does it feel so rare that we get a sketch show?
I don't know. I think that maybe like most people aren't into it, but also like SNL is like the biggest sketch show, obviously.
Yeah, and it's been running for like almost 50 years.
I think that they've like gone super downhill, and I think that like it's because they have to like appeal to like an older generation.
Yeah.
And I think that the comedy there has, but at the same time, I think that older generations, they were like kind of less PC.
Sure.
And so they're like trying to appeal to an older generation, but without being, but while kind of like being sort of PC.
Yeah, they have to sort of change with whatever the like the liberalism aspect of
things. Yeah, so it's like they're like being like liberal, like as like the younger generation, but then they're like trying to do something that it can appeal to your parents.
Yeah, so they're like really caught in a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, so just really like everything's kind of watered down and like they don't fully push it to a way it's supposed to,
no.
to as hard as it could be.
And in the 70s and stuff, I don't have you ever seen older SNLs like from the 70s and 80s and stuff?
I've seen some where it's like, yeah, it's a little crazier.
It's crazier because it was like, this was the high watermark for like comedy and sketch and stuff. But with the internet and stuff like blowing up and like other just like cable networks becoming a thing, because obviously when SNL came out, there were like 4 or 5 main networks or whatever, and that was it. And then with cable TV, it's like, oh, Comedy Central has like Kroll Show and Key and Peele and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, there's more competition and it's like, they're allowed to do crazier stuff because it's cable. And with the internet, obviously, you can get away with a lot more. So I feel like it's just the edge has been lost a little bit for SNL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also I think that most sketch, because there's not, it's kind of a niche thing. So when someone does greenlight a sketch show, I think they have to try to be like, we got to appeal to as many, to more people in order for this to be like worth it. I don't know. I'm actually just I don't know anything.
I don't want you to know anything. I just want you to answer the question.
What was the question?
The question is, why don't you think there's a lot of sketch shows?
I don't know.
I don't even know either.
It makes me sad.
I know, and that's why I think You Should Leave is so fucking good.
Hopefully. Well, I hope it's making good money for Netflix.
Yeah.
Because that means that HBO and Hulu and stuff will like be like, now we need our own sketch show.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like, I think maybe it's just not as popular anymore. Also, it's like, well, I don't know. I you know, I used to go to a lot of UCB shows before
sure.
they like closed down. This was like 4 years ago. Like not
before they closed down like 4 or 5 years ago.
No, like it was like right after college because I interned there and
yeah.
I had to go to every show. And like even then I kind of felt like most of the sketch groups, they were funny, but it was like it's not the funniest and like not to, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is shitty to say, especially cause like Tim Robinson is white, but it's like the sketch shows where it's like 6 white dudes.
Right.
And it's just kind of and then it's like, they always have like crazy names, like lobster hack,
the pussy or like, eaters or something like
you
that.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's always like kind of a cringe name.
Yes.
I mean, when we were doing sketch, like, our, you know, it's not like our name was better, but
yeah.
It's always kind of like they have like the same like energy of, you
yeah.
know, this, you know, so I don't know. Like, I think that UCB is not like a great standard for
sure.
that stuff.
It's just the one that is most readily available to some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And most like known in that way.
Yeah. But to go off of your last, you know, last question.
Yeah.
To get off to your last question.
Yeah.
I think a part of the reason why I think You Should Leave is such a good show is that not only is it sketch, but it's shot like a film.
Yeah, it's filmmaking. It's really well made.
So it's like and that's like kind of what I had wanted to do, like when we were making comedy. It was
yeah.
like, I want to do like a funny thing, but at the same time, film it kind of like as cinematic as we can
sure.
for like the no budget we're working of.
Yeah.
And like, to me, that was like, I kind of feel like it's something that I wish I had made.
Yeah, totally.
But at the same time, I'm not pissed because I know that it's so perfect that like, I don't think I could have made it better.
Sure.
So I'm not even pissed.
Yeah. It's like so amazing that we get to wake up and just watch it on Netflix. You know what I mean?
It's like one of the few things in the world that's like amazing.
I agree. 100%.
It's
kind of
like, it's like, it makes me feel like if, like, you know, like if I was like a really good painter, but it's like, yeah, I wish I had, you know, made the Mona Lisa because it's my favorite painting of all time.
Right. right.
But,
of course.
I'm not pissed because it's so good that I know I wouldn't have done a better job at making my favorite painting of all time,
which is the Mona Lisa. Yeah, that's your favorite painting of all
time. That is also the only painting I know by name. Not only it's the only painting I know by name, but it actually, yeah, it's my favorite painting.
Now I actually want to talk about the show itself. Now I want to talk about the show. Who are some of your favorite little guest actors who have been in the show?
little characters that pop up, whether they're known or whether they're just like these character actors who show up in skits.
Well, season one, Ruben,
Ruben Rabassa, yeah,
Cuban actor. He has his entire Instagram is just jokes about the one skit he was in 2019.
He was literally the most, like, they couldn't have picked a better person for that character.
That is like the best skit of the whole show, but it's in season one.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, instead of a 70, it's an 80%. But it's so mind-blowingly good.
Yeah.
They wrote it and then they auditioned people for it, which is insane because you'd think that he would have
wrote it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's so insane. For those of you who don't know, you should just go watch it.
Oh yeah, if you don't know it, it's like
we're not gonna explain each skit. You can pause it. It's, you know, just pause it. You know, go on your iPad and watch.
Not everyone's got an iPad like you, by the way.
But not to.
Is that where you're watching the show mostly? Is on your iPad?
I watch it on everything.
You got it on the computer, the TV, the phone, and the iPad.
Listen, I'm not trying to flex, but yeah, I have an iPad. Who gives a fuck?
Do you have a pencil? Do you have an eye pencil?
Yeah, I have the iPad. Yeah, I paid $99 for the pencil.
Who gives a rube? You're a rube. Yep, Ruben Rabassa is amazing. He's like insane in that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like other guests.
I liked Biff Whiff.
Who's that?
That's Detective Crashmore.
Oh yeah,
he's amazing.
Is he like has he done a lot of other stuff?
Not, I don't know if it's a lot, but he's done other things. But like, he's so fucking, I don't know how they found that guy either. Like that guy's just so amazing as that character.
That skit, it's like the first time you watch it with a trailer playing, it's kind of like, okay, this isn't really that funny.
I agree.
And it's kind of like misleading. And then it just, they did like a create probably like one of the most expensive skits in the whole season because it's, they have to make a trailer for like an action movie.
Yeah, and they have to have all that guns and
so
shit.
So like,
yeah,
that's probably the most expensive thing they did. And they did it just to set up a skit like 10 minutes later that's like him being interviewed as if it's like a TMZ, like
it's a press
first
junket
look
thing.
Yeah, press interview. So it's kind of insane. And then every time you watch, because that's probably my favorite. That is my favorite episode I've watched.
Is that that's episode 3 of season 2, right?
Yeah, that's the one where it starts out with the dinner skit, and
which
then
is the best skit they've ever done.
Yeah,
yeah, easily.
Well, either that or, but probably that one though.
That one makes me laugh harder than the focus group one, where they're having dinner with the professor.
It kind of pisses me off that we're doing this podcast because I could just be watching the show.
You asshole!
I actually hate this now.
I know you do.
No, but that episode has the dinner skit and it has
Crashmore, Detective
Crashmore, and then it has the hat, and
yes,
all three are in some ways are arguably tied as the best.
The hat one I wouldn't put at the number one slot. We'll talk about like our all-time favorites a little bit later, but like the hat one is amazing. It is like one of the best ones I've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you pissed because I'm on my phone right now?
Slightly, a little bit, but that's fine.
You're pissed. You're so fucking pissed right now.
I love Connor O'Malley in the skits. He's always so fun to see.
Yeah, I'm just on my phone. It's kind of rude of me, isn't it?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Hold on. I'm trying to do something.
Something that'll freak me out.
I'm trying to do something kind of fun.
You're not
just
gonna
keep talking, just fill in the void.
You're not gonna know this guy's name, but Irvin Ross, who is in the who's in the focus group skit. Stinky. Thank you for doing that, man.
Yeah,
that was all. That was awesome.
Keep talking.
Yeah. No, but Irvin Ross, the guy in the skit, who's like, you have to marry. He's like very quietly, like you have to marry your mother-in-law. Is that a soundboard? Did you find a soundboard?
Yeah, I got the fucking soundboard
for that guy.
I can't stop thinking about the show.
But Irvin Ross is the guy who, like, very quietly, you know who I'm talking. You need to look at me.
I'm just trying to find the next one. Little Denny Doo Dinkins, 92, respiratory
failure. he's the guy who very quietly is like, you have to marry your mother-in-law. You know what I'm talking about?
No, that's amazing.
That guy is so fucking funny.
I know every detail. Yeah, is that guy like famous or
no? He's just like some dude.
You have to marry him. And then the woman in that same skit, he's like, come on, yeah, marry your mother-in-law.
Just like you gotta do it.
Every moment is so perfectly curated. I don't know how they did it.
Love that Paul Walter Hauser is in the show in season 2. He's the guy playing cards who played Richard Jewell.
You're name dropping these on famous people as if they're my roommates.
Paul Walter Hauser's famous, dude. That guy's famous as fuck.
Remember how I remember earlier how I said that I don't know names?
You don't know jack shit. You don't know names. You don't know faces.
I actually don't know anything.
It's the guy who gets like flustered about the making the my wife joke.
Oh, okay. No. He's amazing.
He's amazing, and he's Richard. He played Richard Jewell.
Yeah, he played Richard Jewell is really good, but also
it's crazy they got him to do that. Like, it's crazy he shows up. Like, I can't even imagine, like, being like, will you do this, like, 5-minute skit? And it's so perfect. He's so good in it.
But he was in, what was the movie where he's...
I, Tonya?
Was it I, Tonya? Where he's, yeah. like, the... Because that...
He's, like, the loser friend.
But it feels like he's a comedian in that movie.
Well, he's, like, doing a more comedic role. But he, like, is, like just, like, an actor guy.
Yeah. No, but I don't think he's like, B-list, right?
I mean, he's not like Brad Pitt, but he's like, he like should have been nominated for an Oscar for Richard Jewell.
Yeah. I want to rewatch it now.
That's you'd rather be watching all these things than talking to me about this show.
Yeah. I'd rather be in my room just watching it.
The guy who plays the interviewer in the very first skit in season one, Matthew J. Cates.
Uh-huh.
He's so good. His look that he gives Tim Robinson when he's like,
yeah.
His look that he gives Tim Robinson when he's like trying to open the door with just like that droopy, yeah. sad look is just so perfect.
I don't think they have like a reoccurring actors ever.
Well, they do like, I mean, sometimes like they have Patty Harrison.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's also like, she writes some of it.
And Connor O'Malley shows up every so often too.
Well, it's like they do one skit every season of Tim Heidecker.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they do one of, what was her name?
Patty Harrison.
Yeah, they do one of her. And then they always do one of, what was the second guy who made the show?
Zach Kanan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
the guy who they're shitting on in the focus group. That's Zach Kanan.
No, sorry. Well, no, I was thinking of the co-creator of the show.
Yeah, Zach Kanan.
What?
Zach Kanan's the co-creator of I Think You Should Leave.
It's not the guy from Detroiters?
No.
Oh, are you sure?
100%.
Wait, who is he in the focus group?
He's the Paul.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, shit. That's some trivia.
That's some fucking trivia shit.
Damn.
And then I like the guy who plays Dr. Skull a lot in Dr. the Baby Skull, of the Year.
Yeah.
He's like, that's it. I'm done. I don't want to be doing this. He's so fucking good. They just find these little guys. It's awesome.
I don't know how they find them. I think another reason the show is so good is they probably spend a huge amount of time casting.
Oh yeah. I mean, they obviously have those like people who are like friends with Tim Robinson who will like obviously like do it and stuff. Like even like Brandon Wardell and Whitmer Thomas. Whitmer is the guy in the first skit of season two who's across the table from him in the hot when he's like eating the hot dog out of his sleeve.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like he's like one of the other guys. He just like has like brown hair or whatever. He's a normal looking guy, but he's like an amazing comedian in his own right. And he's doing this like little part.
I don't think he even talks really.
He says like, oh, what are you doing over there? Like just like some little thing. And then like Brandon Wardell, who is in the Bozo mm-hmm. dubbed over skit.
Oh yeah. And then he's in the party
and he's at the Johnny Carson
you
thing.
Can't hit. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, he's like got his own podcast doing like really good stuff too. It's crazy that they're just like in the, for just like a split second and they like have their own like entire careers outside of the show. You know, it's crazy. But even like Tim Heidecker, who has like, you know, an amazing, you know, a million things going on, will just show up and do like a main part. But even these little parts, all these guys have so much cool shit going on outside.
No. Yeah. I think that's part of what it's interesting. Like you have like something like a famous guy, but you don't make them the center of it.
Yeah.
So it's almost like because you need side actors always.
Oh yeah.
For skits. So it's like instead of like getting like sometimes you just get someone who's like overqualified for it and it just like makes that role better.
Totally.
So it kind of elevates the skit without having to make a whole skit with them.
Absolutely.
And like yeah, like Bob Odenkirk in the
in the diner scene.
Yeah, like every skit is like arguably the best sometimes. It's arguably the third best. Every skit is arguably the third best except for the
professor eating the burger. What are some of your favorite like just lines? Like what are some of your favorite like quotes from the show?
Hold on. I have a lot of them.
I can name some while you're thinking.
Yeah. No, I just oh, fuck. Okay, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to go to, you're going to cut all this out because it's boring. Boring. I'm logging into Netflix. Boring. Can I say the only two things I have downloaded onto Netflix so I don't need Wi-Fi is both seasons of I Think You Should Leave and one episode of Squid Game.
Yeah, it's insane.
Because I was going to watch it on the plane.
You're fucking crazy.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that's why?
That's great. When he's talking, that's when he's talking about the vacuum, right? The hot dog vacuum. Yeah. I love when Detective Crashmore says, "Do you think tattoos are good? They're not. Tattoos aren't good. I don't care about them, but they aren't good."
But it's not good behavior.
I love that.
I quote, "It's not good behavior" a lot. Little Buff Boys when he said, "That's a crop." That's a crop. And then like I looked it up and like that doesn't mean anything. And then he's like, "Yeah, we goose them a little." Yeah, and then it's a circus term. We goose them a little. And then I looked that up and it's also not a real thing.
It's okay, Barbie, I'm not the Blues Brothers is a great quote. Very underrated skit.
Yeah. No, like that's like probably my third favorite. That's the third most quoted one by me.
That's what my wife says every time I have to, or flush. That's what my wife says every time I have to pee. And I say, "I'm just going to pee again in 10 minutes. What am I going to do, flush? It's just piss." The way he delivers that line is so fucking funny.
It's so fucking long, too.
It's so just so clunky and doesn't work.
I like the one where, okay, I'm not a piece of shit. I used to be.
That's so funny.
Love that one. I love, "I'm joking." That's probably the one I say the most.
I'm joking. I'm just joking.
And then, give me that. And then,
because every night, I'm afraid my wife's going to go to jail because every night a little boy goes down on her. It's so fucking
insane.
Funny.
And then, wait, I'm trying to think.
I didn't do fucking shit. I didn't rig shit about Coffin Flop. Yeah. Really fucking good.
I didn't do shit.
I didn't rig shit. Not trying to be funny, not trying to get a laugh, not trying to make anybody have the worst day of their job, but do any of these fuckers ever blast out of the wall and have a huge cum shot?
By the way, Noah's reading them from a laptop, and I just have them memorized.
That's fine.
Just saying.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. We're actually doing the same thing. It's actually sort of the same thing.
And then... let me do some. How about that? Let your guest... You've got a guest on.
you've been fucking talking this whole goddamn time.
I know, but I really like the show.
Yeah, so you keep saying lines.
Hold on. I gotta think of them.
Okay. I like basically anything Tim Heidecker says in his season one skit with the charades. There's so many good lines in that one. Like, it's the cigars you smoke that are going to give you cancer.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me. Everyone fucking does it. Can we leave me alone? It's embarrassing when he farts. Just like in the middle of charades.
I like...
Roy Donk.
I like one in the credit card skit where he's like, I'm not fucking paying it. I'm not fucking paying it. And then just not that it's a quote. But then, like, the skit just suddenly turns, and it's like...
Really
serious.
Are you
still dating that big, bad guy?
Yeah, that's good.
It's so genius how, like, the skit... It's like the prime part... I think that's something I read on Reddit. Not that I go on there a lot, because I don't.
Sure. Well, you do sometimes.
I actually go on it a lot, but it's kind of cringy to say that. So.
It is cringy to say that.
But someone was like, the reason why it's crazy because the show, there's like skits where the premise changes like three times. And then the skits almost always end early. And the reason is because they film more than they use.
Sure.
So it's like they film, like they might film double sometimes. And then they just like, they're like, it's funnier to just end it early.
That makes sense.
Which is crazy.
You want to look for more lines?
Yeah, I don't know if this is fun for anyone to hear.
That's fine. I don't care. I don't give a shit. You think I give a fuck if people like this or not?
Yeah, look, I can't. Yeah, I'm not going to. I think we said all the good ones.
What is a sketch that grew on you? Something maybe you didn't like at first, and then the more you thought about it or the more you watched it, you ended up liking it more.
Definitely Crashmore.
Yes,
because
same.
It's like... I think the beauty of the show is that there's so many little details that you can just keep rewatching it and you notice like something new and like something else that wasn't a big deal becomes like a quote. Like with a Crashmore trailer, it's like the trailer didn't seem funny at first. And then it's like the thing's like, "What are you, dumb?" And then it's just like they're going to kill us both. And he's like, he fight like well, he might be killing you. He's not killing me. He fucking said that.
I don't give a shit. I don't living. Everything sucked lately. Like, yeah, shit like that.
It's like the more you watch it, somehow the funnier it gets.
And which is like a crazy quality. That usually doesn't happen.
All right, I just remembered my second favorite quote is like, I got paid $2 million to play Crash Moore.
Yeah, $2 million's been on my quote.
And then the interviewer says the most insane thing. He's like, how does that money help you? The most insane response to that question, though, that statement. How does that money help you?
Yeah.
Well, it does, because that's called my quote. That means that next movie I make, I get paid another $2 million.
Even if I do a bad job,
I still get that $2 million.
It's so fucking genius.
It's insane. I actually can't, like, it's like prodigal. Prodigal. How do you say it?
Prodigal, I think.
It's prodigal. English is my third language, so I'm not.
Second one is sarcasm, right?
Second one is sarcasm.
Yeah.
The first one is
swag.
Swag.
Dan Flashes really grew on me. I didn't like Dan Flashes at first.
Oh, yeah.
But it really grew on me. I was like, yeah, just watching him on the couch just make those faces is fucking awesome.
They had like a costume designer make all those shirts.
And they're all like 90s, like screensavers, yeah, like basically is all they are. Honk If You're Horny from season one.
That's pretty good.
It didn't like really land for me originally. And then I rewatched it for the show and I was like, damn, there's so much going on in that. Cause it's the honk if you're horny. Then they have that really tender moment. And then Tim goes to sing the Friday night.
I'm thinking that we just might.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so nice. And then the Lifetime Achievement Award for Herbie Hancock, where the dog humps his head.
Yeah.
From season one.
Yeah, that was good.
That one's, I don't remember that one even, like straight up.
Yeah.
And then I rewatched season one and I was like, fuck, that's a funny skit. That's a funny mm-hmm. one. Why don't people talk about that one more?
The only skit that I don't think is good in season two, well, it's good, but like, I don't really care for it.
it's not good. It's good, but it's not good behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the one that's like the piss on his fly.
Like the piss on his fly?
He pees a little bit and then he's like,
oh, the calico cut jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's funny, but like I don't think it's high tier like quality compared to like almost every other skit.
It's like a 9-minute skit too. It's crazy how long they're able to do it.
Well, it's funny because like that one also the premise changes like 3 times and then it ends in a really insane way that doesn't make sense.
I think the funniest like, part of that skit is when he yells, hold that door, and then walks all the way to the door. That's like the funniest part of that skit.
Like, I can't comprehend how they thought of all that, but that one, yeah, it's not as crazy. It's not as funny.
There's a couple. I don't really care for that episode with the credit card thing. Like just as a whole, I like think that's a pretty weak episode, all things considered.
That whole episode?
Yeah, basically. The Tim Heidecker one and that one I'm not huge on.
Okay, yeah, the Tim Heidecker one I don't love. It's mostly like the ones, there's less that I don't love than what I do, but wait, what's in that episode?
The amazing thing about the show is that it basically, every skit is worth watching a little bit because there's at least one thing. There's like a reason they did the skit. Sometimes the reason is apparent right at the beginning and then it sort of loses steam. Or it like takes a while to build up to it. Mm-hmm. But either way, I'm always like happy that I watched the skit, even if I'm not crazy about them as a whole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There was like an article from some famous news source.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's Breitbart. No, I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it is, but I'm not saying it ain't.
No, I'm not saying it because I don't remember. But this person talked about how it was from season one. But they talked about how like, They watched the whole season like 100 times because they're like obsessed with it.
Sure.
And like they quote everything kind of like how we're doing it.
Oh, it's I think I actually have that written down. Was it Wired?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah.
And like he says something really interesting, which is like the quotes feel like songs that get stuck in your head. So you have to rewatch it.
That's a great point.
And it's like the way that they phrased it, like, are you sure about that's not why? Like, it's like almost musical. Like it almost moves to the beat of jazz, but
beat of Roy Donk.
But I think that's part of it is that like there's I don't know. It's like the way that like there's these quotes that like, it's like when you listen to a song a lot of times, that's how I feel like when I watch it a lot, it's just like, I like this song and I want to hear it every day.
Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense.
But then it's like more like an album because there's a whole season. So,
so you just end up watching the whole damn thing.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like you can watch like one episode a day over and over if you want or more.
It, I think the second time that I watched The Professor in the burger skit, maybe the hardest I've laughed in like years. The second time I watched it.
Really? Yeah. I remember you, I don't think you loved it the, when we talked about it.
No, I did. It was my favorite skit. When we talked about
that, professor
it was, and then I watched it again because I was like, I just like have to see this again, you know? Yeah. And I just laughed so hard because I like kind of knew it was coming too. Yeah. So I was like, had that anticipatory feeling and I was like, oh, he's going to say, give me that. He's going to say it. And then he did. And I just cracked the fuck up.
Cause okay. The first time I saw it, the second season, I thought it was like insane.
Yeah.
And then I was telling my roommates, like, you have to watch it. And I was like, just, like, put on one episode. And then I ended up watching the whole thing with them again.
Right.
But, like, the, watching it the second time was the hardest I ever laughed. Then the third time is, like, the second most.
Sure.
But it's, like, now, like, I don't, like, I don't, like,
it's laugh. Not big laughs.
It's,
yeah.
like, not like I'm, like, before I was, like, crying laughing. But now it's more like, it's, you know.
It's like you're happy to see it.
Yeah, it's, like, the honeymoon phase is over. It's yeah. more like, I just want to see it every day because... But it's like when I think about watching all the skits I like, it makes me excited as if it's like the third time I watch it. Where sure. I'm like not crying laughing, but it's like I can't imagine not looking forward to watching it. If someone's like, let's watch it, I'll always like want to.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how it definitely is like that. That's like the first I've never felt that way about any other like piece of media.
Really?
Including like songs, including... albums, including movies. There's nothing else where it's like, I feel like I like crave watching it. And like, if someone had it on, like I'd watch the whole thing.
That's amazing.
Like there's nothing else like, so I don't know what it is. It's like, it really is like the, probably like the best thing I've ever seen.
That's crazy. I mean, I love that. I love that. It's literally like that high up for you.
I know it's like, what other, like, I like P.T. Anderson movies, but I can't, like I watch them like once a year, which I think is a lot.
Yeah.
But like this sketch show, which is longer than that movie, probably by just a few minutes.
But the skits themselves are like 5 to 7 minutes too. So it like feels different when it's like a new thing every time, you know?
I just can't. I think at the show, watching the show is more like having like a snack because you have a snack every day.
Sure.
Noah's fridge. I looked at it before we started. there's almost nothing in there except for condiments. And then there's an entire drawer where there's just one small packet of carrots. It's so fucked up. Fucking, it's actually fucking evil. You have nothing in your house right now.
Just moved in here. Give me a fucking break.
Your house looks like they just like remodeled, like they just like filled, it's like vacant. It just looks vacant. It's kind of, you hate this. You
yeah,
hate,
fucking
leave it in. Leave it in. You hate it, but leave it in.
What are some popular sketches that you maybe weren't as into? Like things that people really, really liked and you were like, eh, that doesn't really do it for me in the same way.
Probably season one of the hot dog skit. Like as amazing as it is,
uh-huh.
I don't crave watching it in the same way
sure.
as anything from season two.
Sure.
But I do think it's like really funny and I think it's like,
it's really well done.
Yeah, it's super well done. And like the Pornhub, X-Tube, like that whole
oh,
thing.
Yeah, that whole riff.
Yeah, like that whole riff is so good.
I was never into the Will Forte skit from season one.
Which one's that?
Where he's on the airplane.
Yeah, no, I didn't love that at all. Like, I don't care for it.
It's not a good behavior, but I don't care about it. I wasn't crazy about that one. I wasn't as crazy about the Bob Odenkirk skit from season two as other people.
Yeah, I didn't love it. And then the very specific legal problem, like, has this ever happened to you?
Oh, really? I really like that one.
No, I didn't like
Turbo
it.
Turbo Team.
Okay, like, the best skits from season one are Baby of the Year, Gift Receipt. I like T.C. Tuggers a lot. Cause
it's funny.
T.C. Tuggers, when, like, they're doing, like, playing with the big boys and, like, that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so specific, the what they're referencing. It's, like, that's part of why the show is good is that Every like thing they do is like feels familiar, but it's like also stuff that like it feels specific enough that it's never been like parodied.
Right.
Like there's like cliches that like get parodied. Like I can't think of one right now, but it's like you know, like a trial skit, and then the lawyer says something. Like, I've seen that on SNL like a dozen times.
Right.
So it's like they're taking like a cliche movie scene or something and then like making a parody. So it's like you're going into it kind of knowing like
what it's supposed to be.
Like the structure. But if I think you should leave, it's like so specific that it's like it feels familiar while also being like new.
Sure.
So like the TC Tiger skit, it like you know what it is. It's like a Gap commercial from like 2010.
Right.
It's like people dancing and like it's fucking stupid. It's like iPhone era.
Yeah, it's like Old Navy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also I just saw something that kind of like made my stomach drop, which is I don't know if this is well, it says expires on 11/03, but that can't
That's your download.
Okay, never mind.
that would be so sad if the show just went away on November 3rd.
Gift receipt is like the cliche of like, you know, like, oh, like you can exchange it. And then people know it's like, yeah, like this is a present that I'll never use.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. There's just...
I wasn't as big on Baby of the Year. I rewatched it and I liked it more, but the first like round of watching season one, I wasn't as crazy about Baby of the Year.
That one's insane now.
There's some really good moments. The way that the judges, I saw one of the baby Bart Harley Jarvis's dad like blowing the secret judge or something like that.
I love the best part about that skit is like the names, like Little Dinky Daffy,
Little Dinky Doodles or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
And Bart Harley Jarvis.
Bart Harley Jarvis.
Fuck you. They're so mean to Bart Harley Jarvis.
And I love when he says, "I hope you fucking die."
Bart Harley Jarvis.
There's a shooter. Like it's so good.
Oh yeah, there's an active shooter in the building too. It's so fucking good.
It's insane. No, it's insane.
What are some sketches that you like that maybe some other people aren't as big on?
Probably. I'm going to check because I'm bad of faces, so.
I really like that whoopee cushion skit from season one a lot. That was actually probably my favorite skit from season one where he's like, they're going to put fucking cake batter back inside me. Is that what you want? I love that fucking skit. That made me laugh. So that's when I knew the show was like top tier brilliance was when I saw that skit from the second episode of season one.
I don't know if it's, if people would agree, but I think a really underrated one is the driver's ed. With the tables.
Oh, interesting. I think people are pretty divided on it. I think people either really like that one or don't.
I think it's so insane. It's like so specific. It's like,
what's actually, her job? Tables and dealing with Eddie Munster.
Like I think it's the opposite of what I was saying, where it's like they take something familiar. Like that one is like completely original. Like I don't know how they thought of that. It's like driver's ed where they're showing PSAs and they don't make sense. Like I don't know. It's insane to me. Like I can't think of how they thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, they must have just been in like, must be thinking about driver's ed and how fucking stupid
it is. I don't know if this is how they made the show, but I think that the only way that I think I could think of some stuff that's like combinations of things that specific is if you write down on like pieces of paper, like
different things,
like things like date night. And then like just like a bunch of specific things. And then you put them in a hat and you take three out at a time and you're like, okay, like this skit is like dinner. It's like, okay, like the credit card roulette.
Yeah.
Like I love like the guy who's like, I've been to Egypt. I was in Egypt for a month. I was in Egypt for a month. Yeah, listen, you only go around this blue marble once. Like, you know who that guy is.
Absolutely.
So they take that plus like this guy who's like, insane, and then they do like the butler thing.
Yeah,
so it's like three different skits in one. So I feel like the only way that like I think most people could think of that is if it's like they draw like a thing. It's like charismatic guy at dinner who like fucking sucks.
Yeah,
then like angry guy.
Angry guy doesn't want to pay the bill. Yeah,
doesn't or like yeah I don't know. And then the butler thing. Like I don't know how else you would think of that.
I don't know.
Bah.
Bah. Bah. Bah. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
And the fucked up thing is that, so like between like the three states that Hillary lost, it's only like 80,000 votes, right?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. That's fucked up.
And okay, wait, do you want to really get into it?
Sure, let's get into it.
All right. All right. So I watched a 90-minute video essay about Anthony Weiner.
Okay.
It's a video essay. It's not, you know, it was made for, it was no budget.
Sure.
So there's a really good case for Anthony Weiner being the reason that Hillary lost. So for those of you who don't know, Anthony Weiner was a guy who he was a politician who he got caught like sexting a woman.
Yeah.
And then she like came out and like revealed the whole thing. And like then it happened again when he was running for governor of New York.
No, yeah, keep going. Keep
or is
going.
It mayor or governor? It was mayor.
Mayor, I think.
It was mayor. So he got caught again during like he was already like doing a campaign where he's like, I've learned a lot and like, but I want to be better. And like the thing that I firmly believe, and I don't know if I should be saying this, is that like in terms of politics, if someone does something like shitty, but it's like their personal life, unless like they like molest someone or like kill someone, but if it's like they had an affair, like I think that if they're doing their job right, it's like, I don't know like if that should be a huge consideration.
Sure.
Cause like, yeah, like there's, you know, I don't know, like that's a, you know, affairs are like bad, but I don't know if that changes their ability to like be a good leader. Like, I think that that's like not like a huge thing. So like the first time Anthony Weiner got caught doing that, it was like, wow, that's like, that's shitty. Just don't do that again. And like, it was like, okay, like it was a picture of your bulge. Like you shouldn't have sent that.
Right.
But then this, when he was running for mayor, then he did it again, but this time it was like a picture of like his full erect dick.
Yeah.
Like the full fucking thing.
Right.
And it got leaked. So he was like trying to apologize again, which is like makes him look so stupid. And then during the Hillary campaign for the October surprise or November surprise?
What's the surprise?
Do you know how like in politics before every major election, they're like, oh, it's like the October surprise. It's always like, something insane happens.
No, I've never heard that term.
Yeah, it's
before.
Like every election they say like, oh, that's the October surprise. Like something insane gets revealed, like in October.
Okay.
That like could possibly change the.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Sure.
So it's always like a controversy. I don't remember the one for Obama or anything, but like I don't know. Like that's something that happens, and the one of the ones that people don't remember is that. During October, so just to set this up really quick, Anthony Weiner was married to Huma Abedin,
okay.
Who was she's been a staffer for Hillary for like 15 years, and like Hillary would say like Huma is like if she's like a second daughter to me.
Okay,
Huma started like when she was like in her like early 30s. And like she was like one of the main advisors to Hillary for like 15 years.
Okay. Yeah.
So she was married to Anthony Weiner. So
right.
The first couple times that Anthony got caught, like, you know, trying to have affairs, that like I think Hillary like kind of related to her. It's like, yeah, like that's happened to me.
Sure. Yeah. Like Bill.
For those of you
weird,
who don't know, Bill Clinton. Yeah. So then it's like. The third time it happens, like he does it a third time. Like Anthony okay. Weiner got caught a third time. And I don't know if you remember, but that was when he had the Twitter handle Carlos Danger.
I remember Carlos Danger. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like it, so he got caught a third time and that was like a big enough thing that like, and like, you know, like it might've Hillary only lost by like 70,000 votes. So that might've been like, that might've been a cause.
So what are some of your favorite sketches from I Think You Should Leave?
We've already talked about that.
Okay.
We've already talked about that.
Okay.
That.
Sloppy Steaks is a great skit.
Sloppy Steaks.
It used to be a piece of shit. I like the baby shower with fedoras.
I like that one too.
That one's funny. I didn't realize how much I liked that
one.
Not
my favorite.
Carl Havoc.
Carl Havoc is great.
I really like Carl Havoc.
That's
Carl
also
Havoc.
Something that... you know what I've been wanting to do? So I have a water bottle. I want to put this through it.
It's so fucked up. Think it's gonna work? I really hope that doesn't fuck up my shit.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't do that.
All right.
All right. You're done doing the podcast?
You should cut that out because I don't think that you can explain what I just did.
Yeah, I really don't think I want to explain what you just did.
I'll fix it.
I love the insider training skit from season. Now you're going for the fucking kid. We're done doing the show.
How are you gonna end the show?
Fed, thank you so much for doing the show. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure talking to you, but not today.
It's gonna end like one of the skits where it just ends early.
We just have to end this early. You can plug anything you want to plug. You want to plug anything?
You're so fucking pissed at me right now.
Do you want to plug anything?
I'm trying to be clever here.
Yeah, you've been trying to be clever for the last 90 minutes.
I don't know. You hit me up if you want to hang out.
But it made a great case for yourself today.
I'm trying to expand my friend group. I have a lot of friends, but I want to. So 949-892-0596. That's 949-892-0596. Send me your best threat. Threaten me through text. And if I like the threat, we'll get along.
Perfect. Great plug. one of the best plugs we've ever had on this show. I have to say that.
Now I want my snack, but...
Go ahead, open it. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Put the mic down. Open it.
I don't know. I got crushed a little bit, so it might make crumbs on your...
Well, you can probably take care of that yourself. You're older than me, so you probably can figure out how to fucking take care of that.
Yeah, whatever.
You can follow this show on social media, on Twitter, @MyFavePod. You can follow us on Instagram, @MyFavorite_podcast. You follow me on the social media as well, Twitter and Instagram.
Just made so many crumbs.
You can listen to my other podcast. It's On the List with Noah and Mason. We are doing sort of the farewell tour for me starting this week. Got Carter Moon on the pod, Damaged by Black Flag, and Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping. We'll be here to talk about that. You can also, I'm going to put this in the description as well.
Why are you doing a farewell tour? What's happening?
I'm leaving that show.
Oh, who's taking over?
Don't know.
Are you still going to do it?
I'm going to leave the show in early 2022.
We're
also going to put a GoFundMe in the description for my friends over at Everything Now, whose house burned down and their studio burned down. Yeah, that was them.
Oh, shit. I saw that on Facebook and I was like, don't know this guy.
You definitely do know that guy.
Yeah, no. Thinking about it now, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Their house fucking burned down.
I mean, it's like... not livable. Yeah, the like duplex next to them, the other unit, like basically like completely got decimated, and their unit got like destroyed to the point of being labeled to live.
How did the fire start?
They think it was an electrical fire.
Is there a green screen? Is that whole area gone?
Yeah, that whole area is gone. Damn. So they're trying to figure out what to do, and they have a GoFundMe up right now. It's not necessarily an Everything Now GoFundMe, but it's just to try and recoup some of the losses and stuff, and trying to rebuild their own sort of lives so they can live in a place again.
Is the reason why they still need money is because you're suing them for no reason?
Well, yeah, well, so they've been doing bad things to me for the last 2 years, and I think now is probably a good time to sue them when they're really down on their luck.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't sue people when they're down.
Come on. It's fun for me to do that.
No, but in all seriousness, that sucks.
It does suck.
That fucking sucks.
That's
sad.
There's a GoFundMe going to be in the description that they've been going. Even if they hit their goal, throw them some change. It really sucks. Would never, literally never want that to happen to me.
No, that's fucking awful.
Fucking sucks. But that's it. That's the show. Did you have fun doing this for you the last time? This is your last appearance on this show.
Is it really that bad?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Now I'm going to play the song.
I don't care. I don't care if it was bad. I was asking for me, but I actually don't give a shit if it was bad. I want to make a song. Can I remake this?
Yeah, go ahead, remake this.
No, but like for the next episode. Can I remake it for my episode?
Sure.
And then it can be your permanent new song?
Sure.
I think you should update your song every month. How many of these do you do a week? Is it one a week? Do you do
goodbye.
One a week?